My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, happy Friday the 13th. Thank you for tuning in to 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis's home for conservative talk. It's good to be with you. Donald Trump said, I think it was yesterday at a rally, that he's not going to debate again. He said he's not doing it. He explains why he's not doing it. And I wonder if you think that he should have another debate. That's our YouTube live chat poll for today. Did I put the poll up? I probably didn't put the poll up. Can you check? I didn't. Will you put the poll up, Brad? Thank you. So in a minute, you can vote. Should Donald Trump debate again? Yes or no? I believe that Donald Trump is going to be having a press conference very soon. They have said that it has been delayed a bit. And so we will wait and see what that press conference is going to be about. He has now also come out and said that he doesn't want to tax overtime. Overtime is not going to be taxed either. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime. That's another big a big policy point that I'm sure Kamala Harris will be taking shortly. When Donald Trump says that he's not going to debate again, he gives a few reasons why he is not interested in debating again. And I can kind of see his side of
things. As everyone saw 2 nights ago, we had a monumental victory over comrade Kamala Harris in the presidential debate. We won big with independent voters, moderates, Republicans, and working people all across this nation, putting forward a clear vision to very simply make America great again.
So he was talking about the clear victory that he had, and he was discussing why he wouldn't want to debate again. And what he was saying was that in a prize fight, when the person loses against a prize fighter, that the person who loses immediately comes out and says, I want a rematch. And so that's what he is likening Kamala Harris's demands for that rematch, and saying that she lost. She obviously lost. That's why she is asking for a rematch. Martha McCallum was reporting.
Former President Trump says he will not take part in another debate, posting just moments ago on Truth Social, quote, polls clearly show that I won the debate against comrade Kamala Harris, adding she was a no-show at the Fox debate. He's referring to the September 4th debate that was proposed and accepted on the Trump side, and Harris turned that down. He goes on to say that she refused to do NBC and CBS. Kamala should focus on what she should have done during the last four-year period. There will be no third debate, says former President Trump.
So you think that's a good idea? Do you think Donald Trump's decision to say, no, I'm not going to do it, do you think that's a good idea? My suspicion is that if Kamala Harris really wants a third debate, that means she thinks she needs a third debate. If she's pushing herself into the position of saying, oh, come on, why won't you do it? Let's go. Let's have another one. If I were on her side, I could see how I would be saying, okay, she's not afraid. She feels like she did really well in the last one. But if she did really well in the last one, she shouldn't really need another one. I mean, you're gonna listen and they're going to argue both sides, of course. But I believe Donald Trump is saying, no debate. We're not doing it at all. And if Kamala Harris truly does need that next debate, if the reports are that the internal polls, and I mean, we don't have to just look at Fox News reporting on this to understand that what is coming out of the Kamala Harris internals is not looking good. This is CNN reporting on Kamala.
Yeah, I think young voters. It's a group of voters that Kamala Harris is struggling versus what you might expect from a normal Democratic candidate in a normal year. So Democrat versus Trump margin. In September of 2020, look at this. Joe Biden was up by 28 points. He was doing particularly poorly among young voters, those under the age of 30, when he dropped out of the race, up by just 7 points. Look, Kamala Harris is doing somewhat better than that at this point, up by 15 over Donald Trump, but still really lagging where Joe Biden was back in 2020.
It's not good. If you're CNN and you're reporting this, it is not good. Because if there's something that they can report on instead, at least traditionally, I've seen some good things from CNN lately, and I'm all here for it. I think it would make our country better if we knew that we could tune into the various different news outlets and that they would report on the truth presented with opinion, but understanding that the truth is the common thread. I'd be happy to see that. It's going to take a long time before I'm like flipping back and forth equally between CNN and Fox News. But there's clearly something going on right now with the people who are connected to the people who know. That's the difference here. The people in the media, I'm connected to people as a media member. There are certain people, specifically in Illinois politics, that I'm connected to who will tell me things off the record about stuff that is coming or that positions that people are taking or strategies that people are taking. I'll know about those things in an off-the-record capacity, and I will share them when it's the appropriate time to share them. I mean, good grief, the stuff that I know through Illinois Republican politics, there aren't a whole lot of them. The ones we have are good, though, I'll tell you that. That's such small peanuts compared to, you know, for instance, what is Mika Brzezinski being fed on a daily basis? What kind of information is being plugged into her head so that she can report in a specific way and lean a little bit this way, lean a little bit that way to help the ship move a little bit faster? She knows what's going on. Mika and Joe know what's happening behind the scenes. And when you hear panic, I think you should
listen.
Voters
said they were glad she has a tax and economic plan, but they want to know how it will become law when Washington is so polarized. They know she wants to give assistance to first-time home buyers, but doubted that it was realistic. And Jeremy, I ask you, is their answer Donald Trump? Because I guess I see the questions. I think there was only so much that she could do in that debate in order to be as effective as she was. And I agree. There are a lot more questions. Of course, I would love to ask Kamala Harris about her leadership style and her plans and how she plans to execute. But are those undecided voters saying, I'm going to kind of lean Trump here because I want change? I don't get it.
She doesn't get it. Mika Brzezinski, of course she doesn't get it. She doesn't get it because the whole premise of everything that follows politically for her is a gross and great disdain for Donald Trump. She hates him. It's in her blood. It's probably not changeable. We've seen some people kind of make a 180, especially in this 2024 cycle, where for whatever particular reason, all of a sudden, things seem to be a little bit different. I don't know if that's what's going to end up materializing on a grand scale, or if it's going to be enough just to eke President Trump over the finish line, or if it's not enough at all. Here's Ryan Gruduski, who has worked with both Democrat and Republican campaigns, reacting to Kamala Harris' polling numbers.
She is the worst polling Democrat against Donald Trump in history on national polls. No one is performing worse than her. No one's performing worse than her among blacks, among Hispanics, the worst performing Democrat in modern history among those demographics, worst performing polling wise among Jews. She is losing key factions of the Democratic base. Muslim voters, she's at under 50. She's at 52% in the latest CARE poll among black Muslims. She is not doing well.
There's a consistency here. We know two things. The pundits, the people whose job it is to pay attention to the time and temperature of this election cycle, are saying the numbers just don't look as good as they should for Kamala Harris right now. That's the reporting we're getting from a wide breadth of people. We're talking Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC, Harry Enten on CNN. That's Ryan Gruduski, who's an insider with campaign politics. And you partner that with the idea that Kamala Harris is like, let's go, let's do it again, let's rumble once again. And it makes me think that what Kamala Harris knows about the campaign, because remember, the polling that exists internally in a campaign is incredibly different than the polling that is released for our fodder here that you see reported on the news. Fox News will do a poll and they have their, what do they call those? Fox News something polls. It's really dramatic. it's like, ooh, you know, I can understand why they are excited to have it because it's new numbers and it's something new to talk about. But how many of you look at a Fox News poll and look at it through one of two lenses? It's Fox News. Yay, Republicans. It's Fox News. Paul Ryan sucks. I mean, that's the way the majority of people are looking at these things. If you look at a New York Times poll, you're like, it's the New York Times. If you look at a Trey Falger Group poll, which we have on Robert C. Cahaley on this show on a regular basis, you know, he definitely would like to see Donald Trump win, but he's not willing to tilt polls in order to give people false hope. You just know when you see a poll, like you have in a factor, a plus minus factor for every poll that you read as to whether or not you think, oh, if Kamala Harris is only up 5 in that poll, that's great for Donald Trump. Like, what are we even doing? So, yeah, you can watch the polls. You can maybe watch the trends of the polls. You can watch the aggregate and the real clear politics polling average of all of these polls and see, well, he was the debate. Looks like the average of all the polls, Donald Trump ticked up a little bit, which is strange for a lot of people. Or maybe Donald Trump did something and he ticked down a little bit. And then you can let your emotional heartstrings get yanked and pulled in each direction every time that happens. Or you can kind of sit back and watch and see what the candidates are doing. You can kind of take in the actions of the candidates themselves. And then the only thing that you really have control over, and I hear this from many people who I talk to in person, you are fretting, you are worried, you don't want to see the country go by way of 4 more years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris policies that are a wash, rinse, and repeat saccharine version of what Obama did for his 8 years. You don't want that. You're scared of it. You've got to get involved. This is the thing. When you start getting involved, when you reach out to your county Republican group in Missouri, in Illinois, when you reach out and you start having that conversation and you start finding a way to get involved, all of a sudden, you're going to feel hopeful because you've applied yourself. You're going to feel like I did something. And the truth of the matter is, we need every single one of you to show up to do something, to send a letter, to send a postcard, to send a text message, to knock on a door, to watch a poll, to be an election judge if those positions are still available. Like, there are so many things that little old you and little old me can do to get involved. I walked out of my front door this morning and I saw, I was letting Rosie out. I always let her out before I leave. And one of my neighbors, when I walked out, had a massive Trump sign in their yard. I had no idea. I had no idea. And I vocalized to my Australian Shepherd dog, "All right." It like put a pep in my step. I had no idea. Rosie and I high-fived and I said, "Get back in the house. People are eating dogs and cats." No, I didn't say that. I saw that and I thought to myself, "Let's go." I had no idea. Now I need to build an even bigger sign on my side of the road. But it encouraged me. And listen, I do this for a living. I'm eyeball deep in all of the politics. And I saw that sign and I thought, yes, another one. Maybe you need a sign. Maybe that's what you do. Maybe you spend the next 53 days with a sign in your yard that's going to cause some people to look at you a certain way, but it's going to cause other people to go, "All right, yes." Maybe you get a sign and you ask your county Republican group, how do I get involved? What can I do? Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk to people. It makes me uncomfortable to talk to people. I don't want to be knocking on doors. That makes me really uncomfortable. Is there anything I can do? You're gosh darn right, there's something you can do. Go on Facebook in this commercial break right now. Find your county Republican, whatever county you live in, find your county Republicans. Send them a message on Facebook and say, "Annie said maybe I can help." They'll be like, "Who's Annie?" They better not. Just say you're interested in helping and give them maybe you're like, "I'm retired. I can spend the next 53 days being Scott Pressler all over this place." So there's a man who's maybe single-handedly going to help us win Pennsylvania. We got time. We got some time. Get involved. That's where the hope's going to come from, when you apply your feet to the ground. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, this is where you get to call in. We're doing calls on Fridays again. Should Donald Trump debate again, yes or no? We want you to call and tell us what you think about whether or not Donald Trump should do a third debate, or you can react to the candidates as they performed earlier this week in the debate. We thought about taking phone calls the next day, but I wanted to give you some time to think about it. I wanted you to get, you know, a little bit of time in between the event and your reaction, some thought to it. And that's now. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Your reactions to the debate and should Trump debate again? Give us a call. You're up next. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show on St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. So I said I wanted to take some phone calls, and our YouTube live chat poll for today is, should Trump debate again, yes or no? And we also want to know your thoughts on the debate. So we've got a full board of phones here, and if you want to join us, 314-241-9797. We are going to take these phone calls, and then we're going to get to the Trump press conference here in a little bit, so you won't miss any of that. Let's start with Jan. Jan, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on the debate and whether or not you think the former president should debate again.
Hi, first time caller here.
Thank you.
Just a couple of quick things. The debate I was not impressed with at all. I would like to see a town hall with actual people asking the questions, and then the person asking the question asked after they do that and they provide their answer, did they answer your question?
Oh, I like that. I think that would be good for both sides, because I thought that Donald Trump, I don't know if he got sidetracked. I mean, he's choosing what he wants to address, but there were questions he didn't get to because he was busy fact-checking Kamala Harris, because they weren't fact-checking Kamala Harris. And then important questions or important opportunities that he should have met, he didn't. And I don't really feel like Kamala Harris answered much anything either. So asking just a regular voter, did they answer your question? That's a really interesting wrinkle to it. I like that, Jan.
Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you. That's a really interesting thought. Let's get to Mike. Oops. Nope. Did the wrong one. Michael, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. We appreciate you reaching out to us. Your thoughts on the debate and if Donald Trump should debate again.
So I thought the debate was awesome. I thought that Kamala Harris, she proved Donald Trump and a lot of Republicans wrong. We were calling her stupid and unintelligent. I thought that she was effective. And now that she's done that, they're turning around and trying to want to you know, bait and switch that as if she really wasn't. And it doesn't.
As if she really wasn't what?
That she wasn't effective. That every, you know, it doesn't do him a service to debate her again, being honest. He didn't do a good job. He exposed himself. And if everyone remember when...
What did he expose about himself?
His inability to stay focused and on topic. His inability to remain poised and not get emotional.
Do you feel like Kamala Harris stayed on topic and answered the question she was asked?
She did avoid some questions, but overall, she stayed on the offensive. She set out to do what she set out to do, which was to maintain strength, be effective and articulative to the points that she was trying to do.
What do you think? What do you think Kamala Harris's? I mean, I think that we would both agree that both candidates missed the opportunity to answer some questions that were asked. I would totally agree with that. What do you think Kamala Harris's goal going into the debate was to do?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
What was Kamala Harris's plan? You feel like it seems like you think that Kamala Harris executed her plan. She came up. She had a strategy. She executed it. What do you think her strategy was?
To get her message out, to prove everyone wrong, that she wasn't articulative on Fox News and on majority of all of the political media that were calling her stupid and that she couldn't hold a sentence.
Well, just Michael, just as a point, I just want to interject that I have never called her stupid here. And I've actually said that you don't get to become the vice president by being stupid. So I just want to make sure that if you're saying that, it's not about this show.
No, but Trump has, and his counterparts on Fox News has, and they create the narrative as if the vice president is unintelligent. And that was one of the, honestly, if Trump loses, the reason why he's going to lose is because of the hate, the negativity, and the name calling. We're tired of it. We don't want that from our leader. I remember, and as of everyone else, when people was asking Trump to stop tweeting, right? And when she says turn the page and turn the book, honestly, that is what we want. It wasn't effective. It's not a good representation.
So, Michael, when you're saying that Kamala Harris's point when she came on was to prove specifically Trump wrong and to prove that she's articulate and that she's smart, what did she do to effectively make that case to the American people?
By letting him expose himself. Over him overreaching.
Can you answer that question without talking about Trump? What did Kamala do to prove that? I mean, like, because if, let's say Kamala Harris wins the election, she can't spend the next 4 years proving she belongs there by showing up, if she were to show up, to an actual microphone or a camera. She can't prove that she belongs there by talking about Trump once she gets to point at the scoreboard and say she won.
You're correct. So I would say she does that by... Her message as far as the $25,000, the $6,000.
She didn't say how she was going to do that. She said she wants to give out money, but she didn't say how she's going to do that. She didn't give a plan.
Well, that's true. She didn't get into details. Neither candidate did. But she at least spoke on that.
Donald Trump has been the president, and his plan is to do many of the things that he's already done, and he spelled that out pretty clearly. And Kamala Harris is the vice president, and there are a lot of these things that Kamala Harris could do now under Joe Biden. I mean, her policies on her website are in large part literal copy and paste from policies from Joe Biden. So if her policies are to make things better, but it's more of the same, you can't have it both ways.
So when Donald Trump says that he doesn't have a plan, but he's...
He didn't say he doesn't have a plan.
What did he say? He said that he
had... You're talking about the health care?
Yes.
He said that until someone brings him a plan that is better.
A concept of a plan.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so he has 10 years to talk. He's been talking about getting rid of Obamacare before he ran, and he wants to get rid of it, but he still doesn't have a plan. And he has a concept.
But what he's saying, Michael, what he's saying is he doesn't want to break it. Like, Barack Obama wanted to fix health care. And I think in 2008, on both sides of the aisle thought that the issue needed to be fixed. And what Barack Obama did was take an issue that needed to be fixed and in his solution, make it worse. Donald Trump was saying on that particular issue, he's not going to implement something that's going to do what Barack Obama did, which is take a problem that truthfully exists in a bipartisan way and try to fix it to make it worse. And, you know, if you want to have the health care point on your side of the aisle here, I'll give it to you. That's fine. But there are on the southern border, on our safety and security, on crime, on
on the southern border, they had a bipartisan deal.
It's not a Michael. That is false. That is fake. That is not the bipartisan plan that was put together by the senator, I believe, from Oklahoma, who put it together. Mm-hmm. He backed out of it on his own. The Republicans. It did not have a lot of Republican support. They actually listened to the American people and pulled back from that. And Donald Trump came and voiced what the American people were saying, which is we don't need. Listen to Kamala Harris's words. Flooding the southern border with more agents. They are going to streamline the process of getting people into the country. Kamala Harris is not talking about stopping people from coming to the country ever. And that's the problem.
1,500 more agents on the border doesn't help.
No, it doesn't, Michael. Not at all. And I've been to the southern border. I've talked to Border Patrol. I've talked to Homeland Security face-to-face in McAllen, Texas. I've been there. They are paper pushers. They've been made to be paper pushers. They don't need more people who are way overqualified to be doing paperwork to make it smoother for people to come into the country. And that was what they proposed.
I thought that these would be agents in the field. But
they are agents
in
the field. They are agents that are being made to be paper pushers to get people into the country. That's the plan.
Good.
No, it's terrible. And I mean, like,
that's not good.
That's the disingenuous nature of this bipartisan bill. The whole talking point comes down to, hey, Republicans help make this case, and they want to pin it all on Donald Trump. But nobody's paying attention to the details.
So let me give this to you, right? In order for us to solve problems, we have to work together on both sides of the aisle.
Yes.
And I think that one of the things that needs to change is the whole environment of it's Republicans versus Democrats. We both, and as Americans, we both want this issue solved. But it seems that with Donald Trump and the people on his side are so divisive towards Democrats and liberals that it will never get solved. And that's not what we want. At least we have Democrats who are willing to work with Republicans to try to solve problems. Now, will we agree on everything?
But in this issue, Michael, the problem that we're solving isn't that Democrats and Republicans can't get along. It's that they don't agree on what needs to be fixed at the border, which is absolutely evident in the bipartisan bill that Republicans walked away with, because the solution to the southern border that was proposed by Democrats was to make it easier and more streamlined for people to come in to get legal status in the country quicker than it was before. They were saying, you come here and we'll catch up with you in a year or two. Like 95% of those people don't show up for their court date. That's the way the system was working right now. And the people who are supposed to be protecting our southern border are now made to be paper pushing processors to get those people into the country. I was in Catholic Charities. They basically said, Brad was there with me, they basically said that their job is to figure out a place to put them in the country. It's outrageous what we're doing.
So please believe that inside the Democrat Party, the same way that the Democrats spoke up about Joe Biden and said that we didn't want him, he was ineffective. Please believe that Democrats are not in alignment with that either.
I believe that, but Democrats didn't stand up on that issue until they realized he was not going to win this election.
Well, no. It was the fact that it wasn't just the fact of him not winning the election. It was the fact of his inability to articulate our point of view and him really looking sick and ill. But what I'm saying is that we are holding our party accountable. And the fact that what you said about illegal immigrants coming in and getting benefits that American citizens don't, we're not with that. We're not in agreement.
But Kamala Harris, your nominee is, Michael, I have to go. We've been 10 minutes and I got six people waiting on the board. No, I love it when you call in, and I love that you listen, and I love these conversations because you're very kind and respectful and I enjoy them. But I'm telling you right now, your nominee stands for things that you're saying you don't. And the Democrats should have had a primary so that the Democrats could pick a candidate that actually represented the people in their party.
Well, I think that my nominee is a person who that will listen and engage what we want versus what Donald Trump is and the people who are in his ear. And I think that that's the big difference between our candidates. When he's been in office those 8 years, there were different turmoils and episodes that everyone agreed with and was worried about. But with Kamala Harris, we at least stand a chance of someone who we have access to and will listen to us and do our bidding as American citizens. And that's the difference.
Michael, thank you for calling. I love you, appreciate you, and call back
love
again next time.
Love we. Too.
I appreciate you. The thing I'll say to that, when it comes to Donald Trump listening to people versus Kamala Harris listening to people, the policy that Kamala Harris loves so much of Donald Trump's, no tax on tips, Donald Trump got from a waitress in Nevada. He listened to her and he said, I think that's a great idea. I don't know how more granular and grassroots it gets than that. Donald Trump absolutely listens to the American people. And my opinion is that those who are grown from the swamp, who become swamp creatures and spend five decades in federal government, they don't understand the people. And when Kamala Harris goes on a debate stage and starts talking about giving out $25,000, $50,000 to people so they can buy a home, when people who work their asses off in the United States of America right now can't afford groceries, that's a bit offensive. That's not listening to the people. That's pandering to the stupid people who want to hear that and just immediately go, free money. I say this all the time. We're not as stupid as they need us to be. Tim, John, Wayne, Linda, Jeff, don't go away. I wanted to take that call from Michael. I appreciated that he called in and was willing to challenge us. But you guys are next, and we're going to breeze through those when we come back. We've got a Donald Trump press conference we're going to dip into in the 1 o'clock hour. So don't go away. Pack show on the Annie Fry Show today. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Leave your comments there as well if you don't want to call in. Should Trump debate again? Let us know. We'll be right back.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So I want to get straight to the rest of these phone calls. These fine folks have been hanging on the line. Spent a little extra time with Michael in that last segment. I was grateful when people call from both sides of the aisle. We're asking you how you felt about Donald Trump's debate performance, how you felt about Kamala Harris's debate performance, and if Donald Trump should debate again. Let's start with Tim. Tim, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think?
Hi, Annie. Happy Friday. Just a quick point. I know a lot of people thought that Donald Trump's behavior was negative on Friday, on Tuesday. And I have to let everyone know, beyond the fluffiness that Kamala Harris and the Democrats want to offer, and just like the previous caller said, ooh, we have these nice visions and whatever the heck they may be. No. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired. That is how I felt, and that's how I believe a majority of this country will feel 50-something days from now and will vote for Donald Trump in November, kicking the Democrats out of office. And hopefully, these next 4 years will be fantastic. So that is how I feel. That's how I thought Donald Trump felt, and that's how I believe a majority of this country feels.
Tim, so, thank you. I appreciate that phone call.
Absolutely.
And I completely agree with you that the agitation and the frustration that Donald Trump showed on Tuesday is something that you can empathize with as a viewer of that debate and as a voter in this election. I feel like he was articulating what a lot of Americans actually do feel. John, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. How'd you feel about the debate? And do you think that Donald Trump should debate again?
I don't know how he went about. All he talks about is the borders, and it's important. I get that. But whenever she calls him out and says, all the world leaders hate you, they dislike you, right there, he can just spawn back, hey, you know why they hate me? Because you give them billions of dollars in aid. And yeah, I don't want to do that. I want to take care of the veterans that are living in cardboard boxes and stuff. He doesn't get that dramatic at all. He brings up the borders and stuff, and I get it, dude. I mean, how many times you got to hear it? And by the way, I have voted 96% Democrat all my life. I'm a moderate Democrat, and this time I think I got to go with the Republican Party. When she says, don't go back to the past, well, you are the past. What are you talking about? He just did not follow up like I thought he would be on the offensive, and I think he overlooked her. But again, she had 4 days to prep there. Mm-hmm. Now I just found out from New York Post, I don't know if it's legit or not, but they're saying that narrator was a sorority sister.
Yep.
I mean, come on. Do you guys want a president that's going to be with a committee giving can't shoot from the hip at all.
Yeah, I mean, that needs a handicap in every conversation that she ends up going in. It's not realistic. John, thank you.
I mean, she was there. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Good call. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening to the show as well. I think he's right about a lot of that. I don't have a problem with how much Donald Trump talks about the border. I wish he would be able to talk about the border on his terms instead of always trying to defend against some nonsense that's being thrown at him, like in a debate situation like that, when you have the Democrat candidate lying through their teeth about the problem we have at the border and why it is as bad as it is. I just can't really help that. Linda, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think about the debate, and should Donald Trump debate again?
Hi, Annie. I think his handlers had him hold back to not attack him, because I think people thought that would hurt him more. But I really do believe you. I agree with you totally. I don't think she's going to secure the border. All those people that she's bringing down there is just the process people, just like you said. But I really feel she was given those questions because she went right into an answer without even thinking about it. And it was very scripted, like she was reading a script.
Yeah, Linda, I agree with that, at least as far as her responses. I think that she knew what she was going to say with each topic. Tammy Bruce has this long thing on X right now, and she's talking about how, like, I know everyone's thinking that she got the questions, but if she got the questions, she would have actually provided some answers, and her responses were hollow. Now, the only thing that I don't know if I would even challenge Tammy Bruce. She's very smart, but I think that her policy is to not have a policy so that when she gets in office, she could do whatever she wants. So mastering how to say nothing going back to Michael's phone call in the last segment. And I don't want to be combative with Michael. I really appreciate that he listens to the show and calls in. But when the left is saying that Kamala Harris showed up and proved Donald Trump and everybody who's been calling her stupid or inarticulate or dumb or whatever wrong, you don't prove your point just by saying coherent sentences and not laughing awkwardly and talking in word loops. Like, you have to still say something. Completing intelligible sentences is a step, but it isn't. She did not prove to me that she has a grasp of the information and that she has a plan, even a plan that I don't agree with. What she actually doubled down on is that she's willing to refine the art of saying nothing. And in that regard, I think she did prove several of us wrong on Tuesday that she can articulate nothingness in a more eloquent way. Wayne, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on the debate and if Donald Trump should debate again.
Well, thank God 100% for you being able to talk back and forth with these people so fast off the fly.
Well,
unbelievable. I'm going to try and go through this real quick. I agree 100% with Jan. Newsmax, that's where I would put it. There would be an audience, and the audience asks the questions. And they get one follow-up based off that question. Just like her first question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? She went into some word salad thing that she rehearsed and never answered the question. So the monitor should have come back and said yes or no to that question. Mm. He didn't do it.
I think that's the one where she started saying that she grew up as a middle-class kid. And it's
right,
like, that doesn't,
right, right.
That doesn't have anything to do with anything.
But I think Michael, he watches a lot of CNN because I think he just believes everything that they say. And until the media, and that's all the media, until they start being honest and truthful with what's going out there, then you're never going to be together as Democrats and Republicans. I mean, you've got Maxine Waters, say, get in their face. You got Chuck Schumer threatening.
Yeah.
Supreme Court justices. How can you get together when you do things like that?
Exactly.
You know, so last debate, Trump delivering the when Trump talked about Ralph Northam delivering the baby and let him know whether we want to let live or die. They said they fact checked him and said, no, he didn't. That didn't happen.
He's wrong.
It did happen.
Yeah.
I've got a video of it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It did happen. But when people seen that debate, they believe that the ABC, the moderators, because, hey, they're in the news. They have to know. No, once that show is over, they believe the monitors over what was else was said because they won't do their own homework.
Wayne, thank you for
and
the phone call.
Stick to one side.
I appreciate you. Oh, thank you for listening. We love having you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. You know, Newsmax, I got nothing negative to say about Newsmax, but if they're not going to do Fox News, they're not going to do Newsmax. Let's get to one last phone call before we wrap here. Jeff, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think about the debate, and should Donald Trump debate again? We got about a minute left.
Yeah, hi, Annie. I don't think he did a very good job during the debate. You said it perfectly. She has mastered the ability to say nothing. It's mind-numbing how people can listen to this woman talk and not get any substance whatsoever and still be supportive. He had so many opportunities to take charge of this whole debate, and he didn't do it. For example, she said record unemployment when they took over office. All he had to say was, yeah, it was because of the pandemic, and he didn't do that. Instead, he went off about how he did such a great job during the pandemic. I'm just saying he had so many opportunities to seize the moment, and I think he was just too emotional. I don't think he's the best communicator, but his policies, I'm a Trump guy,
yeah.
His policies are absolutely outstanding. I love this dude's policies. I just think he's a terrible communicator. He's not a good debater. I think she absolutely beat him because her optics were just so strong. She was attractive up there. She was way well spoken, much better than probably he anticipated. And I think he underestimated her. I think I would love to see him debate her again. And be more prepared prepared for it.
Jeff, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. I believe that Donald Trump is a better communicator than he is getting credit for. We cannot forget how brutally unfair Donald Trump has been treated. And when you consider if every game you ever played in, the refs were paid off, how would you react? How would you feel? Donald Trump is human. He is immortal. Just ask half the country. And when you consider how, I can't say that that I want him to be combative, but how in the world could you expect him to be any other way? It makes total sense. And remember, he said it before, and he's absolutely right. They're coming after you. He's just standing in the way. He's rightfully pissed. All right, let's take a quick break. Donald Trump's press conference next.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.